Welcome to Wednesday night meditation. If we haven't yet met, my name is Jonathan Reynolds. Thank you for trying something new. This group is now in its 13th month, which I think is a really beautiful thing, that folks have been coming together weekly for 13 months to practice the twin principles of wisdom and compassion. And often I bring emphasis to the compassion piece because so much meditation and practice in our culture is about awakening wisdom. And really the compassion piece is the piece that I think is most important for our culture. Because I like to say the community rounds off the edges of truth. And compassion practice does that. Truth is like a knife. It's very discriminating, this or that, at times. So when we practice a more compassion-based practice, we get a rounder picture of awareness. And that is the picture, because awareness is not like knowledge, where knowledge is very linear and very pointed and directed, and focusing is exclusion. Whereas in awareness, focusing is inclusion. It actually brings the whole family of experience and the whole world community of people together. So whether you're new to practice or you've been practicing for a very long time, again, welcome. You can do whatever you want in this room in a meditative sense. Is there anyone that's brand new to practice, first time ever doing meditation? Let's sit. Let's come into. Eyes are closed, spine is tall, hands can relax wherever the hands feel comfortable. Belly is soft, the heart is lifted. And we begin by noticing the breath. And in this style or this school of meditation, which is insight or vipassana meditation, we usually notice the breath in a physical anchor, in a physical location. And traditionally, that's either your belly, your chest, or your upper lip. So whichever of those three resonates with you tonight, select it, and please do stay with it for the duration of the sit. If you find that you want to change at a different time or on a different evening, then of course. But either belly, chest, or upper lip for this evening. And in the belly, you may notice the rise and fall of the belly, or in the chest, the lifting and the dropping of the chest with breath. At the nostrils, watching the air come in and out across the upper lip. And for this first 10 minutes or so, this is all we do. We just collect awareness by noticing the breath in this physical anchor. And this stabilizes and unifies us in the present moment. When your mind wanders, and of course it'll wander, the mind is fluid and creative. But for tonight's purposes, we just return awareness back to breath. Again, about 10 minutes collecting awareness and breath. mind wanders, gently return to noticing breath and noticing your physical anchor. When you forget to do this, remember to do it and keep it that simple. Now that we've gathered some awareness around the breath and stabilized ourselves a bit in the present moment, we employ what are called the four foundations of mindfulness. And we begin with the first foundation, mindfulness of the body from within the body itself. So now as you sit here, rather than just collecting awareness in the breath and when awareness wanders, bringing yourself back to breath, now, if something intense is arising in the body, let's say in the knee or somewhere else, we let our awareness go to that place, and that intensity, in a very real way, becomes the new object of our meditation. There's still sort of this background collecting of awareness in the breath, so we're still stabilizing ourselves as we inquire into the intensity. If no intensity is arising, be content to collect awareness in the breath and make yourself available to notice if intensity does arise. If you're watching an intensity and it subsides, then gently return to collecting awareness in the breath as the object of the meditation. We'll practice mindfulness of the body from within the body itself for about 5 minutes. And again, don't go looking for something to work on. If something arises, be available to it. If you're enjoying working exclusively with the body, then stay with that work. If you'd like to begin to include the second foundation of mindfulness, mindfulness of sensations and sensations, then begin that. In particular, we look at the felt sense or the feeling tone of the sensation. A concept called vedana. Is the sensation pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? So in watching maybe the discomfort in the knee or the intensity in the knee, is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And it's amazing. Sometimes a throbbing can be pleasant. It can be neutral. It's not always unpleasant. And only when we look at it very closely can we begin to see this. The reason this work is so important is when something unpleasant happens in our daily life, we can see how attached we are to the way things unfold. Continue to collect awareness in the breath. Continue to notice the physical anchor in the background of this work. And for 5 or 10 minutes or so, we'll look at the pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral of this experience. And the reason the pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral is so crucial is many of us create a solid identity out of what we like and what we don't like. When we get what we like, we're happy, and when we don't get what we, or when we get what we don't like, we're unhappy. And that's natural. But what happens when we're given something that's really good for us, maybe? It's healthy for us to receive it, but we don't like it. And then that whole system falls apart. And when we see it, when we see through it, it's very liberating. It's one of the reasons I love to travel in India. There's only one thing true in India. You don't get what you want. And it's a relief. It's such a gift. So as you collect awareness in the breath, noticing pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, from within, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, hold the experience with a tenderness, a kindness, so you can see it in a new way. continue to collect awareness in the breath. If you'd like, beginning to include the third foundation of mindfulness, mindfulness of thoughts and emotions and thoughts and emotions themselves. What I'd like to suggest tonight is just watching the stream of thought and emotion. And if something intense arises, noticing, oh, sadness is present. And you might even bow to the sadness energetically as if to say, this too shall pass. Or, oh, anger is present, anger is like this. This too shall pass. It can be a really powerful practice just to really feel and touch the ouch of the experience if it's challenging. Or to touch the joy of it if it's warm and loving in some way. But then to also honor that it will pass and to not cling to it or push it away because of it. We may notice in our life when we like an experience that we cling to it and hope that it lasts longer. Or if we don't like an experience, we try to end it quickly. But it takes as long as it takes. About 5 minutes or so. Noticing thought and emotion from within thought and emotion. Notice that part of you that is just waiting for it to be over. It feels like it's endless. The waiting ends when you end it. You don't have to end the experience to end the waiting. By being present, the waiting ends. And then each moment of our lives teaches us. Sometimes through pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral experiences. Sometimes through the flow of thought and emotion. Or bodily sensation. At this stage of the meditation, we usually shift the focus a bit. And when we do so, it's important that the body be somewhat comfortable. So if you want to change the cross of the legs or do something different with your body, but do try to maintain an upright spine for the most part. When we practice compassion or loving kindness meditation, it's important that the body be somewhat comfortable so we can relax into those practices. Tonight, what I'd like to do is I'd like to practice metta, loving kindness meditation. And I'd like to begin where it's traditionally taught to begin, which is sending loving kindness towards ourselves. The way that metta is practiced is by internally repeating phrases, and there are traditional phrases, and I'll share them in a bit, but it's really about finding something that you resonate with. And some people like lots of phrases and to cycle through them. Some people like one phrase and to just really be with that one phrase over and over. So the phrases are something like, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be free from inner and outer danger. May I feel supported and have everything I truly need. And using those phrases, we plant the seeds of loving kindness. It's not about having some big cathartic experience, it's about planting the seeds of future love towards ourselves and kindness and friendliness towards ourselves. Some people find it very difficult to practice loving kindness towards themselves. And if that's true for you and the phrases aren't connecting for you, then maybe try an image of yourself as a child. Sometimes it's a little easier to send loving kindness towards ourselves towards an image when we were a young boy or girl, rather than our present moment self. If that's true for you, work there and maybe just hold the image of that young being in your heart center, the seat of compassion, the seat of emotion. Again, the traditional phrases are something like, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be free from inner and outer danger. May I feel supported and have everything I truly need. And we'll just practice like this for a few minutes, sending loving kindness towards ourselves. Stay with it. Notice when you check out. Bring yourself back to the practice gently with kindness, yet diligence and determination. Be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be free from inner and outer danger. May I feel supported and have everything I truly need. Beginning to slowly wrap up the practice of loving kindness. Again, slowing down slowly. And noticing how you do that. And once you've slowed down completely, then just coming back to simple collecting awareness in the breath, just to kind of smooth out our sit. When you hear the bell, notice if there's a sense of relief. Notice also if that relief can come before the bell is rung. Body, speech, and mind in perfect oneness, I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May all of us who hear it awaken from forgetfulness and, realizing our true home in the here, in the now, transcend the path of fear and sorrow.